Over the last 7 years, the live-action business has destroyed approximately $575 million in value, the memo starkly concluded. Expensive films like Armageddon, even with aggressive revenue assumptions, have difficulty achieving a positive return as the impact of high upfront investment more than offset future cash flows. Pressed by Eisner, Roth produced a 5-year cost reduction plan that called for staff reductions, a smaller slate of films, and merging Hollywood into Touchstone, reserving the Hollywood name for some releases. Despite the success of Dalmatians, Vogel had fallen out of favor with Roth, who proposed getting rid of him. Roth predicted that merging the studios alone could save $40 million, even as it marked a retreat from the ambitious production schedule launched in the heady days of the Katzenberg era. Eisner replied in a letter dated April 6, 1998, that expressed some of his frustrations. "I would say Vogel," he wrote. "David, even with his drawbacks, can be helpful in relieving some of your burdens." But he criticized Roth's spending and failure to move quickly to cut costs. "Everything is reaching for the sky, and overhead is still a big problem. We really have to get a move on this. A $260 million live-action overhead for the year is really off the map. What is Miramax, $40 million? I think you would have to agree the entire industry is out of control, but we are joining right along. We have to get off the train. We are spending $166 million in cash on development this year. The target we gave the board was $80 million. It is certainly against the strategy of singles and doubles I am comfortable with, or better said, what the old business was like. I understand the new market of event films, but aren't we also now into event overhead and event development? We really have to bring our cost down almost $350 million a year to get back into smart business." Animation remained a separate division run by Peter Schneider, reporting to Roy. Although Schneider largely escaped Eisner's criticism for overspending, there, too, costs were soaring. And there was no disguising the fact that Disney's new golden age in animation was waning. Pocahontas, Hunchback, and Hercules, the three immediate successors to Lion King, paled by comparison, both critically and commercially. Internal Disney documents show that by 1997, Lion King had generated nearly $1 billion in profit, including international, home video, and merchandising. Hercules eked out less than $30 million and lost money if overhead was taken into account. Cost increases were even more alarming. The Lion King had total costs, including overhead, of $74 million. Hercules cost $179 million. Of that amount, artist labor amounted to over $100 million, thanks to the competitive bidding for artists by DreamWorks. Budgets for the forthcoming Mulan, Tarzan, and the computer-generated Dinosaur were all above the $100 million level, the cost of a Jerry Bruckheimer action film. Animation's ambitious production schedule was hurriedly scaled back, but it didn't save that much in overhead costs, since so many animators had been signed to lucrative multi-year contracts to keep them from defecting to DreamWorks.